Now, remember the first verse. Dharma kshetre kurukshetre samaveta yusava mamakaha pandavascheva kimakurbata sanjaya. Oh Sanjaya, oh the conqueror of truth, oh the eyes and ears of the world, you know. Now tell me, what my children and the children of my stepbrother Pandu are doing in this world, in this great confrontation between the children of my stepbrother and my own children, what they are doing on the battlefield, right? In the battlefield where the war takes place, where the actions takes place. And this battle is a battle for truth. The war for truth. So those who have come to fight for lies, right? They are only fighting those who have come to fight for the truth. There is no drafting that you'll draft somebody and send him to war, you know. He doesn't know what is truth or what are lies. It's not the war like that. Therefore, the leaders of the truth and the leaders of the lies, they came to fight among themselves. So what is happening? Dharma. Dharma means, what is dharma? There is no synonym of dharma in English. Dharma means which holds the mind, not the mental preoccupation. Your mind can get into preoccupation of small things, but nothing is there to possess your mind. Which possesses your mind is called dharma. Kurukshetra in the field of activities. Now the world was in confrontation with each other. The husband in confrontation with the wives, the father in confrontation with the son, the brother in confrontation with brothers, the sister with sister, and everybody with everybody. That was the condition of this planet, you know, only 7-8 years ago. And one was always in confrontation with one's own self, which produced schizophrenia. Could not decide whether to the right or to the wrong, or to the front or to the back, or to go up or to go down. So everybody was so much confused, you know, for lack of direction. This direction is not the physical direction. Whether I'll go north or south, it's not that. It's a mental direction. So it moved in small circles and became dark. So what happened? You see, still in action. Knowledge is not a thing for utilization. Knowledge is a thing, you know, which can utilize you. You cannot utilize knowledge. So it's much better to be utilized by knowledge, right, than to be utilized by ignorance. To be utilized by knowledge brings reassurance to the forms. Being led by darkness or ignorance gives apprehension to forms, right? Now this Gordon case, you know, this is a compulsion for acceptance, no rebuttal. It's the cowards, you know, who fights like that. The brave only trusts once, not twice. If you are killed, you are killed. If you are saved, you are saved. Right. He gives you, you know, everything to make your trusts. And he fences himself without trust. But when he trusts, is the last trust. It pierces the heart and pierces the head. Any denial, he learned that Earl Grey couldn't speak at all. And he has forgotten to say that the three judges started asking questions to Earl Grey as they do to the criminals, didn't they? They were treating Earl Grey, the prosecutor, as a criminal. Who will rebut? The judges will rebut. Right. The judges are there to rebut the prosecutor. That's called the trial attorney. Why waste words? Say the last word. That becomes the order and the law. That's called the lawyer. Now, we are getting into the seventh chapter in the end of the seventh year of Shivakalpa. But we are meeting on Hippie Hill. Let me finish this business. At what time? 3 o'clock? Huh? 1 o'clock. Hippie Hill, 1 o'clock. It will go on till 5 o'clock, right? Or 6 o'clock. As long as it goes on, it will go on. It can go on till midnight, right? But the thing is, this starts at 1 o'clock. Okay. I'll be there with my movie camera and all that. Do you remember the last verse? The last verse, well, I'll start from two verses. Tapasvi vyadhiko yogi, jnani vyopi matodhika, karmi vishchadhika yogi, tasmat yogi bhavarjuna. Tapasvi, those who undergo austerity, you know, with a purpose to attain something, that they are called tapasvi. So, from tapasvi, jnani means who have knowledge, and those who are active, who work for the benefit of the world or for the destruction of the world, it doesn't matter, those who are very active, right? From all these people, a yogi is much better. A yogi is infinitely superior than any of these people. Or any of these kinds, right? Yogi namapi sarveshang madgatirantra atmana shaddhavan bhajati yumang samayukta tamamataha. And among the yogis, there are advanced yogis and junior yogis and senior yogis. So, a yogi who always loves me with devotion, not for my form, but for my knowledge, right? A yogi who loves me with devotion, he is the base of all the yogis. This is the end of the sixth chapter. Now the seventh chapter begins. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, the Creator said. Now the Creator has a human form like Krishna, and he's talking to Arjuna, calling him the son of earth. Naturally, he doesn't call himself the son of earth, but calls Arjuna son of earth, Partha. Now he says, Maya saktamanaha partha yogan yunjan madashraya asangshang samagrang mang yatha gyasesi tatshrinu. Now language is the medium through which we can communicate without action. Otherwise we can communicate with action, but if the action is not represented by language, you know, the actions become the dumb actions for others to understand. Because you cannot say what is going on, what is being acted. Now, maya sakta manaha partha, O partha, O the son of earth, attach your mind to me and go through the yoga. Yogan yunja means bear the pressure of yoga by attaching your mind more and more to me. Asangshang samagrang mam, and undoubtedly how you will know me integrally, I am telling you, and please listen. Gyanang tyahang savigyanamidang bakshyami sheshatah yajgatvaneha bhuyaniyaj gyatavamaya mavashishyate. Gyanang tyahang savigyanamidang. O knowledge. Here he addresses Arjuna as knowledge because he has experience. He has performed great tasks, as a human form can do. Such performances which are impossible for any human body to perform, but he has performed them. But he has not attained the same position as Krishna, right? So these performances, as Joe did, great performances he did, that performance, you know, Arjuna did much more than Joe did. You know, he did much, because these days nobody can do that unless knowing it. Now, Gyanang, so he addresses Arjuna as knowledge, as experience. Tehang, to you, Sabhigyanamidang, This science, right, which I'm going to narrate, I'm telling you without any remainder. I'll tell you everything, without holding back anything. Yaj gatva, by knowing which, neha bhuyanyaj gatavamiyashate. Here, you'll have nothing more to know. So it'll become a revealing knowledge too, right? Another form of revealing knowledge. So after knowing this fully, but you have to listen to know this fully. And all these things are being spoken on the battlefield, right? Between the two armies. And he has the patience to listen to this. But the battle is not going to take place from that day. Yeah, from that day. Yeah. And he's listening to all these things. Okay. There shall be nothing left here to be known. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mang vetti tattata. In 1,000 generations, you know, some people, a few, in 1,000 generations, a few really try to know it. And even they try and aspire to know it, they cannot know it in principle. That is, know me in principle.
Bhumirapu nalabayuhu khang mana buddhi revacha ahankara iti angme vinna prakriti rashtadha.
Bhumi, that is solid. Apo, that is liquid. Analo, that is fire. Bayu, that is gas or air. Khang, that is space. Mana, that is mind. Buddhi, that is intelligence. Ahang, that is ego. These eight are my different natures. By these different natures, you know, because they are not my nature, but since there is nobody else but me, they become my different natures, but love me like anything. Because they are not the direct outcome of my nature, they are the outcome, you know, of another nature. I'm speaking about that. These are my other, or these are my different natures. Solid, liquid, fire, gas, space, mind, intelligence, and ego. These are my other natures.
Aparyamitastaniyang prakritin vidhime param jivabhutang mahabaho ihadang dhariyate jagat.
I have a supreme nature with infinite or illimitable power. I have a supreme nature who has become all these things, other natures. Who has become all these other eight natures? And all natures born of these eight natures.
Yade dhariyate jagat. Etad yonini bhutani sarvani tipadharaya. Aham krishnasya jagata prabhava pralayastatha.
Etad yonini bhutani. This is the womb of all becomings. This is the womb of all becomings. And I am the only spirit to keep this womb going. And I am the creator, and I am the maintenance, and I am also the destroyer of what is happening. Okay.
Mattaha paratarang naniyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvamidang protang sutre manigaraiva.
There is nothing superior to me. There is nothing superior to me. There never was and there shall never be. There is nothing superior to me. I am the invisible thread which holds all the jewels.
Rasaham apsikantya prabhasmi shashi suryayoho pranavaha sarvabedeshu shabdaha kheng paurushan rishu.
Rasaham apsikantya. In the liquid, I am the taste. Prabhashmi shashi suryayoho. And I am the brightness of the sun and the moon too.
Pranavaha sarvabedeshu and the beginning of all forms of knowledge.
Sarvabedeshu. I am the beginning of all forms of knowledge.
Punyagandha prithibhyan chatyajashchasmi vibhavasau jivanang sarvabhuteshu tapashchasmi tapasishu.
Punyagandha prithibhyan cha. On this planet, I am the only pure fragrance. All are dirty, malodorous thing. In this planet, I am only the pure fragrance, right? It's not written here, dirty. But you see, everywhere you go is dirtiness, malodorous. Talking about business and professions, right? Okay. Punyaganda prithiviyancha. I am the only pure fragrance, you know. Punya means holy, pure. What is pure is holy. Tejas chasmi vibhavasau. And I am the luminosity of existence. It's not dark physical sensations only. Vibhavasau. Jivanang sarvabhuteshu. And the life in all becomings. Tapas chasmi tapasishu. And I am the power of all those who seek power. Tapa means aspire for power. You know, I am the power in those aspirants. Bijang mang sarvabhutanang vidhi partha sanatanam buddhe buddhimatamasmi tejas tejasinamaham O partha, O the son of earth. Bijang mang sarvabhutanang I am the seed of all becomings. I am the seed of all becomings. The seed remains unknown to the becomings. They are only concerned about their forms. They are unaware of the seed, which is me. Yeah. Bijang mang vidhi partha sanatanam. O the son of earth, know that seed is eternal. Not periodic. It's eternal seed. Buddhir buddhi matamasmi. I am the intelligence among the intelligent people. Tejas tejas sinamaham. And among the brave men, I am the bravery. Isn't it beautiful? Yeah. Tejas tejas sinamaham. Balang balavatamasmi kamaraga vivarjitam. And among the powerful, I am the power. But without any attachment or detachment for anger or desire. I never get angry and never get desire. But I am the power among the powerful people. Among the powerful men, I am the only power. Dharma viruddha bhutesu kamayasmi bharata shava. And if it is not irreligious, what is religion? Which unites the people and keep them in unity. That's religion. Which destroys the unity is a fake religion. From Catholics to Protestants, from Protestants to evangelists, from evangelists, hundreds of divisions of Christianity, right? So that is not religion. That is a profession of religion. Pharisees. If it is not irreligious, I am also the desire among people, among becomings. Ye chaiva sattika bhava rajashastamasascha ye matte vititan vidhi natvaham teshute mai. Now, you have heard about these three qualities. Satta, Raja, Tama. What is Satta? Satta is the quality of balanced existence. Raja is too speedy and too greedy. Tama, too lazy and inactive. It moves only under pressure, otherwise it never moves. And there are three kinds of people. But all these three qualities in nature are within me. I am not in any of them. I've exceeded anything. They're all within me. I'm not in any of them. Or all of them. Trivir gunair bhavai revihi sarvamidang jagat mohitang nabhijanati mamaviha paramavayam. And trivir gunair bhavai revihi, under the darkness of these three qualities of kinesis, inertia and balance, I cover the whole world which I created, and they never know of my immutable absolute existence. They don't realize. Daivi hi esha gunamai maya durati aya mame bhe ye prapadyante maya me tang taranti de. Daivi hi esha, this maya, this illusion. Maya means illusion too. So this illusion, you know, is divine and can hardly be superseded. Nobody can overcome this Maya, this divine Maya, because it also maintains creation. It's very difficult to overcome. Only it can be overcome in the period when a person proves my existence. Mameve ye prapadyante, who proves my existence, you know, he overcomes this Maya.
Namang duskritino muraha prapadyante naradhamaha maya parhita jnana asurang bhavamashritaha.
Namang duskritino muraha. Those who are evildoers, egotistic evildoers, without any sympathy or compunction for anybody, merciless, right? Selfish and mean, those kind of people, murha, totally overcome by greed, right? They don't prove me. And their mind has been robbed by the power of dark forces. They are under influence of dark and evil forces for their destruction, not to interfere with our existences.
Chaturvidha bhajante mam janaha sukritino arjuna arto jiggasurarthaarthi gyani cha bharata shava.
O Arjuna, the best of human beings, four types of people thinks about me or aspires for me. Arto. Arto means those who are suffering without seeing any chance of redemption from suffering during their lifetime or during the generations to come. They are called artha. Artha means sufferers. Jignashu. And those who want to know really and not to flaunt their bloody egos of small education, you know, in human universities around the world today. They are the real, you know, seekers. Jignashu. Arthaarthi. Those who are philosopher's type, right, wants to learn the meaning of existence and the purpose, all these things, they are called artharthi, seeking the meaning of existence. Jnani cha bharata shava, and also the men of knowledge.
Teshaṁ jnani nitya yukte eka bhaktir viśiṣyate priya hi jnani ane ati arthamaṁ sacha mama priya.
And among all these four types, those who are jnani means those who are really knowledgeable people, you know, they are my most favorite because they always attach themselves to the knowledge. Their mind is always attached in seeking my knowledge, right? Seeking my knowledge, much more seeking my performances as a body, right? It's like endurance competition. Since you can go without food for 3 days, I can do it for 4 days. So I have defeated you.
No, they are not jnani. Jnani is one who wants to know this knowledge and not to imitate the physical performance.
Okay. Because I am his supreme meaning. All he's seeking is me, right? As knowledge. And he's also my very favorite person.
Udaraha sarvai evaite jnani tvatmaiva me matam asitah sahi muttatma mamevam anuttamangatim.
Because udaraha sarvai evaite, he's very liberal and very gracious in everything he does, in his existence, in his speech, in his manners, you know. He's very great. Udaraha sarvavaita, in everything he is great. He may be very poor, but he is great. He never asks for a cent, even he starts to death. Right? He is very great. You feel his greatness. Udaraha sarvavaita, the man who is jnani, knowledgeable. Udaraha sarvavaita. And he feels like me, you know, though not exactly, but distantly like me. Asitas. And he always attaches himself, you know, to my soul. And gets the same, you know, supreme movement of existence.
बहुनां जन्मनामन्ते ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यन्ते वासुदेवः सर्वमिति समात्मा सुदुर्लभः बहुनां जन्मनामन्ते आफ्टर मेनी मेनी बर्थ्स नेचुरली इफ यू हैव टू हैव मेनी बर्थ्स यू हैव टू हैव मेनी डेथ्स राइट आफ्टर मेनी मेनी बर्थ्स द मैन ऑफ नॉलेज यू नो प्रूव्स माय एग्जिस्टेंस वासुदेवः सर्वमिति एंड वासुदेव मीन्स गॉड यू नो द क्रिएटर सर्वमिति इज ऑल Find a personality as such who knows everything is God, such a great soul, Sudurlava, is hard to find. Very rare, you know. Sudurlava. Kama istaitte hitaganaha prapadyanti anya devataha tang tang nivamasthaya prakriti anya tasvaya. Kama istaitte hitaganaha. But what happens to a person even though he aspires, kama iste iste hitaganaha, by desire, you know, his knowledge gets covered up. And he begins immediately to establish a demigod. Not that nobody is God, but he tries to establish or prove a demigod. And he undergoes the nature of the demigod, not my nature. Because he engages himself in the nature of the demigod. Anya devataha, different gods. Yo yo yang yang tanung bhaktaha shraddhayatam icchati tasya tasya chalang shraddhang tameva vidadahi maham. No matter if different persons sincerely worships different forms, right? Sincerely worships different forms. I give him a stable devotion for those forms, even it is Sachidananda or Yogi Bhajan or Guru Maharaji. Because those who are devoted to them, you know, they are not touched by their perfidy. They learn to be devoted first. And they are led to the supreme knowledge. Tasya tasya chalang shraddhang tamev. And I give him or her, you know, the devotion to worship different forms. Because by that they gain devotion. It doesn't matter what the gurus have been doing, but they are sincere. Those who sincerely worship different forms, I give them a stable devotion for those forms. Isn't that true? So they have started coming. Sataya shraddhaya iktastasya radhana mihate lavate cha tatha kaman maiva vihitanitan. By worshipping other forms, you know, they get the fulfillment of their desire to the limit of those whom they worship. And nothing more than that. Those who worship other forms gets into the limitation of the forms they worship. And such limitations are also created and maintained by me. अंतबत्तु फलं तेषां तद्भवति अल्पमेधसां देवान् देवयो यान्ति मद्भक्ता यान्ति मत्परम् नाउ अंतबन्तु फलं तेषां ऑल दोज वर्शिप्स फॉर अदर फॉर्म्स दे हैव लिमिटेड रिजल्ट्स इट कम्स टू एन एंड तद्भवति अल्पमेधसां दोज हु आर ऑफ इन्फीरियर इंटेलिजेंस दे वर्शिप दोज फॉर्म्स. Well, some worship Nixon, some worship Jesus, some worship Moses, some worship other gods of the past or the present. But they have limitations. So they get into the limitations of those forms they worship. And that is the business of inferior intelligence. But those who worship me, they get into the same path as I am going. My followers go the same way as I do. It's never ending. It never comes to an end. There are billions of things to do, but one thing at a time. But that one thing creates the same thing around itself. Because it presents itself in forms of joy, happiness, confidence. The world of worries, scowling. All the time. अव्यक्तं व्यक्तिमापन्नं मन्यन्ते माम बुद्धयः परं भावमजानन्त ममावयम् अनुत्तमम्। अव्यक्तं व्यक्तिमापन्नं which was unseizable by mind and incommunicable, or which remained inexplicable forever, it has assumed a form, right? That's why forms around this form undermines the form due to their own limitations, right? Because they don't know my supreme and absolute power for creation, maintenance, and destruction through this form.
नाहं प्रकाशः सर्वस्य योगो माया समावृतः मूढ़ाभिजानाति लोकमामजम अभियम।
द ब्यूल्डर्ड ह्यूमैनिटी नेवर नोज माई सुप्रीम स्टेटस एंड एबिलिटी इन माई एब्सोल्यूट एग्जिस्टेंस इन ए फॉर्म बिकॉज आई कवर देम अप बाय द माया ऑफ माई योगा। बट दोज हू आर योगीज दे सी दिस माया इन ऑपरेशन। They cannot handle it. They can enjoy by developing the vision of my action. Right.
Vedaham samatitani vartamanani cha Arjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mantu vedana kashchan.
O Arjuna, right.
Vedaham samatitani.
As I know the present, I know the past, and also I know the future. But nobody knows me, neither you. I remain unknowable to an extent.
Ichchad desha samutthena dandamohina bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sargiyanti parantapa.
Ichchad desha samutthena. I create the desire for revulsion and acceptance at the same time, and I confuse the forms.
Right.
I create the desire for acceptance and submission at the same time, and also resistance and hostility at the same time. And the forms get into confusion, right? And when the forms cement in confusion, you know, I go on my own creation.
Sargayanti parantapa.
Oh, the supreme aspirant, that's what I've been doing. Just watch it, right? Keeping everybody in a state of confusion and contradiction, you know. Even before he solves, you know, contradiction between two, there are 2,000 at the same time hammering for acceptance. So you get immobilized. I give you the preoccupation of water weight so that you cannot see me. I don't want a whole world of immortals, right? There will be really a question of population explosion. There shall be mortals, there shall be immortals. And the mortals will realize the immortals. But the immortals will never get into ego, because the mortals are also my creation and my imagination, not the business of the immortals either. You are here to see the magic, right? Not to develop rancor.
Sarva bhutani. Thus, I confuse the entire world, right? And go through my creation. Yeshang tantagata papang jananang punyakarmanam te dandamaha nirbukta bhajante mang drihabrataha.
Those who have overcome their sin by trying to do good to others, like Americans, right? They have been trying to do good to others, right? They have overcome their sin by this effort, right? And they attached to me, you know, with confidence, as if they cannot be detached from me anymore, right? Dhirabrata means with power they keep themselves attached to me. Dandamohanin mukta, they have no more doubts of the assured victory, right? Step by step, as the days roll on to week, and weeks roll on to month, and month roll on to year. Every year is a new victory. You achieve it day by day, moment by moment, you know, without fighting. Just enjoy it.
Bhajante mam drivataha. Jara marana mokshaya mamashitiya yatanti ete brahma tad vidhu krishna madhyatna karma chakilam. Jara marana mokshaya.
One who shows his efforts to remove age and death
from human forms, if not all, to some. They screen themselves by their ability of understanding and evolution. Jara marana mokshaya, to remove age and death, one shows the effort to remove death and age, know that he is Brahma, and he performs the entire spiritual activities in existence as a person. Sadhi bhutadi daivang mang sadhi yagganche ye vidhu prayana kale apichite mang vidur yukta chetasah. Sadhi bhutadi daivang. Sadhi bhuta means any form of matter, whether it's a boulder or a piece of stone or speck of dust or an atom, including all this, and what creates that, right? What is superior to that? You know, sadhi yagganche vidu, and knowing that this is the superior activity, he who knows me as such, during the period transition, he keeps himself attached to me. Now, iti shi Mahabharate, this ends in the entire text of Mahabharata, you know, of 100,000 verses of synthesis by the great seer who divided the knowledge, Vedavyasa, Vishma Parvani, the chapter of the great promise, Sri Krishnarjuna Sangbade, that part called Gita in 700 verses, through the conversation or through the dialogue of Arjuna and Krishna. You know, this is revealing the great yoga which was lost through generations and covered by time. This is retrieving the lost Atlantis. This is the seventh chapter.